The multicentric reticulohistiocytosis is a disease of the middle-aged adults, predominantly the females, and it is 85% of the cases have been reported in the whites. So in the epidemiology, we have to remember three important things. The first is the adult, female, and whites. The female to the male ratio is 3:1. Another important thing to remember are the associations of the multicentric reticulohistiocytosis. So it is associated with internal malignancies, especially the solid organ malignancies like gastric, ovarian, breast and uterine carcinomas. Other than this, other hematological malignancies and lymphoproliferative malignancies like myeloma, melanoma, lymphomas. 15% of the patients have associated autoimmune disease like SLE, Sjogren disease, Sjogren syndrome, diabetes, and 20% of the patients have association with internal malignancies. So two important association with these are the malignancies and autoimmune disease. The diagnosis of the multicentric reticulohistiocytosis usually precedes the development of the neoplasm, and that's why it is important to follow up and look for these patients when they are being diagnosed, so that the malignancy does not develop in these patients. In most of the cases, the disease may relapse with the recurrence of the neoplasm if the neoplasm have been treated, but if it recurs, the disease also relapses.